The Castle in the Forest tells the story of the childhood of Adolf Hitler through the words of a demon. It's Norman Mailer's first novel in 10 years, and it's due out next week. Alan Chus has a review.
"You may call me D.T., the novel opens. This is short for Dieter, a German name, and D.T. will do. With its curious echoes of the opening of Moby Dick, this passage by a minor devil, assigned ostensibly by Satan himself to mold the life of young Adolf Hitler, sets the tone for the rest of the novel and D.T.'s awful revelations about the blood-bramble lives of Hitler's grandparents and the incestuous whirlpool of his parents. Mailer painstakingly reconstructs these lives from his massive research, casting Hitler's story as a subtle contest between God and the devil. And as far as Mailer is concerned, it's the greatest story ever told in the 20th century. Sometimes the narrative slows down too much, as D.T., the narrator, goes on a bit too long about Hitler's brutal father's hobby of beekeeping, but this demon of a narrator is constantly making wonderfully suggestive asides about sin and reincarnation, about marriage and dreams, about art and excrement. And he's always there when we need him, as in the monstrous moment of the conception of the Purer himself, a bedroom scene that may rival in its perverse intensity the comic energy of the conception of the author in Lawrence Stern's Tristram Shandy. Because of his assignment from his maestro, as he calls his awful boss, D.T. is consistently present at those subtle and not-so-subtle moments when young Hitler, the devil's wind at his back, moves forward to make his horrific destiny. Thanks to Mailer, we're present, too."
The book is The Castle in the Forest by Norman Mailer. Our reviewer, Alan Chus, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.